The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome back to the show. It's that time of the week again. Sammy B.
Sammy B is here, and it is indeed that time. It's that time again.
The weekly preview show. We're back. This is Hoop Ball Grizz. Heading into a three-game week. Just before the All-Star break, the Grizzlies fell short against the Clippers. I will say this, a split with them is a win in my book. I did not see the Grizzlies coming out on top of either game, and they dominated that team in the first game. It was glorious to watch. Last night was not so much glorious to watch. Grizzlies just could not claw their way back into it. We won't hammer on that game too much. Justice Winslow seems to be looking better every game. He rested last night. Grayson Allen took a shot to the head and left the game, didn't come back. Don't know if he's going to be in concussion protocol. Not sure. So we'll see. The injury report at the time that we are recording this has not been released yet for that game. We will probably see it shortly after. So keep an eye out on that. We will retweet it. Before we jump into the weekly preview of all of the matchups, I do want to remind you guys we're doing a giveaway, a contest, I guess is the best way to put it. We want your prediction, the final 40 games of the Grizzly season. What is their record going to be? The tiebreaker is Ja Morant total points scored. The tweet is out there. It has been sent out from the Hoopball Grizz page. Go find us on Twitter. The show is at Hoopball Grizz. I'm at DWill2111. Sammy B.
It is Sammy B. 1118.
Easy enough. You know where to find us. We tell you where we're at every show. Should be every show. We may miss one here and there. We're human. It's what we do. But go out there. Get entered. Do not forget. I had to remind one person. Fourth quarter Josh. Shout out to my dude. He posted the record. Forgot to post the total points. It's not a follow. It's not a, you know, you don't have to retweet anything. The steps are simple. You go, you find the post. I'm going to retweet it between now and the cutoff date. March 9th is the cutoff date. They resume the season on March the 10th against the Wizards. You have to have your predictions in March 9th before midnight Central Standard Time. 11:59 Central Standard Time. March 9th is the cutoff date. I want your prediction, the final 40 games, what their record will be, and how many points Ja Morant scores, not on average, his total points scored.
Just to get one thing clear, you want the 40 they're about to play. You don't want total, right?
No, not total, just the 40
just
games.
Just the 40. I just want to be clear for everybody there. So
if you want to drop that, you can drop the final record in, what you think. But, you know, it's fine. You know, we'll get an idea of what your final record would be based off of where they stand at the time that they enter the All-Star break. But I didn't even tell you what the prize is.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm a slacker. So Sammy B and I have season tickets to the Grizzlies, and we've given away quite a few different sets of tickets, three or four, I think, something like that. And it's games that we selected. We're going to do this one different. When the schedule releases for the 21-22 season, we're going to get in contact with you, and we are going to let you pick the game that you want to go to, and we will get you two tickets to that game.
Can't beat it. Any of them.
Your choice. Any winner of gets them. Your choice.
29 teams. Do it.
Whoever you want to see play, you can do it. We're not going to limit it. There's not going to be any games that are blacked out or nothing like that. You pick it, you get it.
Any of the Grizzlies games are blacked out, so any of the other ones you're
good. You can go watch anybody at the FedEx Forum,
as long
except
as it's
for
the
Memphis Grizzlies. Ha.
Got them.
So the contest is for anybody, obviously. If you live outside of the Memphis area, you're going to be responsible for getting to the FedEx Forum. We're not paying for parking. We're not paying for travel. We're not doing any of that.
No free.
The tickets will be sent to you digitally. You'll have to download the Grizzlies app. I don't know where the COVID screening thing will be right now to go into the games. There's a COVID screening survey that you have to take. So that may still be in place But get out there on Twitter. It's been sent out. I've retweeted it myself. Go to Hoopball Grizz, hunt down the tweet, get in the comment section, leave your prediction, get entered to win those tickets, guys.
It's that easy. Just do it.
Just do it. He got it in there. All right, Sammy V, the three games.
Yes.
This week, Sunday against Houston. And then I didn't write down what day do we play Washington?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay, that's what I thought. So it's Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Yep.
Yep. Sunday against Houston, Tuesday against Washington, Thursday against the Milwaukee Bucks.
The Bucks.
Sam, is this a good time to do it?
Might be. Good time as any.
Let's hit it. The Hoopball Headliner, the final episode.
Yeah, baby.
For Mr. D. Anthony Melton.
Mr. Do Something Himself.
The Swiss Army Knife.
The man that loves tacos.
Sammy B, what kind of fun fact you got on Mr. D. Anthony Melton today?
I thought this one would be save the best for last. In the first season with USC, he became the first freshman since Dwayne Wade to record at least 300 points, 150 rebounds, 100 assists, 60 steals, and 35 blocks.
Mr. Do Something was doing something.
Sure was. And he did that in 36 games.
He said in his first year, in his only year college.
Yes.
In his only year, technically, in college.
Technicality, yes.
So our February Hoopball Headliner, Mr. D. Anthony Melton, we brought you some fun facts. We will get a new one. Our next weekly preview will include a new March Hoopball Headliner.
And who will that be? We don't know yet. Tune in and find out.
That's right. So let's jump into the game, Sammy B. Game one, Sunday at Houston. D. Anthony Melton, the Hoopball Headliner, his stats, career stats against the Rockets. He's averaging 10 points, 5 rebounds, 4.5 assists. The Rockets are killing it right now.
Best team in the NBA.
Current record, 11-20. They have lost 10 games in a row.
Gosh.
Do you know who their last victory was, Sam?
Memphis.
Are you sure?
That's what I'm going with.
That's an excellent guess. He had no idea. Pulling it out of his butt over there.
Well, that's the last time I saw him win. So.
The last time that the Rockets beat anybody was, in fact, the Grizzlies. They have lost to the Cavaliers and the Wizards and everybody else along the way after that Grizzlies game.
I know why they lost. No Christian Wood.
He's been out. Boogie Cousins got cut. They're playing basically without a center right now. It is going to be – Isaac talked about it, and he feels like – this is going to be sort of a revenge game for the Grizzlies because they could have won that first matchup. It was a game that you know, questionable rotations, I think is the best way to put that. Questionable rotations, things could have went differently. I truly believe that the Grizzlies are a better team than the Rockets. Did not show the first matchup. My keys to victory for this one, they're simple. The Grizzlies got to show up. They need to feed JV because the Rockets don't have a center right
they
now.
They got nobody.
And they just need to slow down Wall and Oladipo.
Yep.
That's it. Three simple keys.
Slow down the one and two and you're set.
So, perimeter defense and feed JV. PJ Tucker is...
That'll be a show, won't it?
He's significantly smaller than... And
he's 6'8".
Me saying he's not that tall, Sam.
He's not 6'8"?
I think PJ Tucker's like 6'5".
They say he's 6'8"?
No, they don't say he's 6'8".
I say he's 6'8"?
Look it up.
I'm really not sure at this point.
He's 6'5 or 6'6". He is not
6'8". I thought he was taller
than that. Nope.
I
don't
want to
take anything away from PJ Tucker. For his size, the amount of effort that he puts in, the amount of work that he puts in the gym, he guards very well for an undersized post player in the NBA.
I have it. He's 7'2". No, I'm just kidding. He's 6'5".
Yeah, 7'2". Get out of here. We know better.
I do.
There is a possibility that Christian Wood will be back for this game. Don't know that that's going to happen.
He's not. But I'd say they came out with something today that says he's not expected to be back until after the All-Star break.
Okay. They're taking it easy with him.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They said they're going to rest him. His ankle's at 80%, and he's not going to be.
Don't rush him back.
Yep. Unless if something changes here, because they just came out with that today.
Yeah, if they release it today, odds are he's probably not going to play. Yep. So you have P.J. Tucker is going to be your post defender. They've got a young guy, and I apologize. Sammy B, pull their roster up and look up the – they do have a big young guy, but he – because of his age, he's not going to be strong enough to really contain JV. So JV, in theory – should dominate in this game, and that's what I want to see. I want to see the Grizzlies run the offense through him. Don't know that that's going to happen. You getting their roster up?
Is it Jay
Sean
Tate?
No,
it's a guard.
He's a wing player.
Yeah, that's a joke.
I can't believe I can't think of his name. You got it.
Well, I'm going Justin Patton. Is that him?
There you go.
Yep. Dustin I was going Patton. Through to see if I can find a center here. I've got the roster, but yep.
Okay. So, you know, I mean, it's going to be JV against Justin Patton and PJ Tucker.
Well, that'll be a
that should something. Be a blow up night for him. We'll see how it goes. The Grizzlies got to come out and play with energy, got to knock down more shots. But this should be a game that they win. Going to go on record right now and say I think that they win this game. There's no doubt in my mind that they win this game.
They should.
Sammy B, you got what's our career numbers looking like against the Houston Rockets? I think this one's kind
of
tough.
This one's a little bad, a lot of bad. Rockets lead all time 63-37. The last 10 meetings, they are 2-8. Grizzlies are 2-8. And their last win was January 14th, 2020 in Memphis. So I mean, that really doesn't mean much because they lost last time they played them, and that was in Memphis, but things looking up here.
It is, yep. And I think, you know, like I said, the Rockets have lost their last 10.
And this is at Houston, so.
And so, you know, it is. You're still not going to have Wood back.
No.
There's going to be missing parts. Oladipo has been off and on healthy. And so I don't know if he's going to rest this game. Not sure what's going to happen. But either way, with the rosters the way that they're constructed right now, the Grizzlies should definitely win this game. So let's move on. You got anything else on that Rockets game?
No.
We both agree Grizzlies are 1-0.
Yeah, they're going
to. They got a really good chance. The Grizzlies can get to 500 by the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Whether they maintain the 500 record after the All-Star break, yet to be seen. It's going to be brutal. That's game nice. 2 is in Washington. De'Anthony Melton, the HooBall headliner, his career stats against the Wizards, 7 points, 2.5 rebounds, 3 assists. And he's averaging almost 2 steals a game against them. Very disruptive. The Wizards' current record, they're 12-18, 7-3 in their last 10, playing good basketball right now. They just beat Denver in what may be the craziest ending to a game that I've ever witnessed in my life. Did you see that, Sam?
I don't think I did. I don't think I've watched. I've watched the last couple Denver games, but I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, we'll go back and pull that up so you can see the end of that game. It's okay. Weird. I'm not going to talk about it on the podcast. If you hadn't watched that game, go. You can look it up on YouTube and see the ending, the way that game ended. Jamal Murray tweeted out at the end of the game, and he's like, you know, sorry, Nugget Nation, whatever. That one's on me. So we'll go back and we'll watch it when we get done recording.
I do know what you're talking about. I sure do. I'm not going to say it here because you already put that out, but I do know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
yes,
just
I did see that.
Craziness, man.
Yeah.
Craziness. So anyway, the Wizards started off terrible, and Westbrook has been playing better as of late.
Mm-hmm.
Still can't make a free throw to save his life.
Poo-poo. I didn't realize it was that bad.
But
it is.
Yeah, I think 61%?
If you round it up,
is he close enough to round?
608.
Yeah, so you would round up
you
there.
You can round it up, yes.
But still, even at 60,
that's
61,
poo-poo.
It's still bad. On a guy that's averaging 5 free throw attempts a game, 60% is pretty rough. They are sitting 12th in the East. They're climbing. They're right behind the Hawks with a newly reconstructed roster. I don't understand why the Hawks are as bad as they are.
Because they have the team to do something.
I'm glad that the Grizzlies did not take the same approach that the Hawks took whenever it comes to the rebuild.
No kidding.
And that's – I watch – because of the time window, I watch some Hawks games. I tend to – I like to watch Charlotte a lot because I like LaMelo and I like to watch the Hornets. But I do watch some Atlanta Hawks games. Anyway, that's way off course.
Well,
let me reel it back in.
Is.
But, yeah, I just cannot understand why that team is as bad as they are.
Me neither.
Let's get back to this Washington game. Gave you Melton's stats. Gave you the Wizards' record. They're 12th in the East right behind the Hawks. Sammy B., what's the career stats looking like?
Believe
it or not. Is it better against the Wizards?
Yeah. Believe it or not, this is the first time I've seen this.
Are the Grizzlies above 500?
They are above 500.
What?
The Grizzlies lead 26-21.
This may be, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say out of all of the teams that we've previewed that this is the first time it's happened.
Yes, it is. I went through quite a few teams today just to be sure, and all the ones that we've covered so far since we've been doing these,
yeah,
we had.
Okay.
They haven't been ahead.
I'll take it. So let's increase that lead a little bit there.
That'd be
and
great.
I do want to apologize. You'll hear some ding in the background. I'm on call for work right now. I cannot silence my phone, so hopefully we don't get interrupted a whole lot.
Is what it is on that too.
You may hear it off and on throughout the show. I hate it. I don't like to do that. I hate having background noise when I'm recording. But unfortunately, got to do it today. Keys to victory against the Wizards. They have to defend without fouling. Russell Westbrook, Bradley Beal, very good at drawing fouls. They're averaging 13 free throw attempts per game between the two of them. Obviously, if Westbrook gets to the line, it's probably not going to hurt the Grizzlies because he can't shoot free throws. But Bradley Beal can knock them down. So you want to defend those two guys and the rest of the team without fouling. Those two are your primary targets. Those are the two that are going to get to the line the most. They have to feed the beast. The Wizards are without their primary big, Thomas Bryant. He went down early in the season. This means back-to-back games with a post-mismatch for JV. The thing that I worry about here is who the Wizards start at the five. If they start Bertans, that is a mismatch for the Wizards on the other end of the floor. Bertans is not going to stop JV down low, but JV is not fast enough to keep up with Bertans on the perimeter. Mo Wagner, I'm not worried about.
No.
Who else they got? They have Alex Len there right now.
Yeah, they do.
Probably their best defensive matchup for JV.
That's what I was going to say.
But at the end of the day, JV should have his way with this team. Really should. That's you know, you got Rui is going to help some. You may get, you know, Rui over on JV some, but he's not strong enough yet to guard
him.
He's
not big enough.
So feed the beast. Defend without fouling. Feed the beast. And then the other thing is ball pressure. And then ball pressure. The guys that are guarding Westbrook have got to play good on-ball defense. Russell Westbrook turns the ball over at a very high rate. Sammy B, you got those numbers. What's his numbers like this season? I know over his career he's been
he's bad since 2014. Honestly, he's averaging rounded up, it's five.
Yeah, five turnovers a game from Westbrook. So the on ball defense is going to be very important. Bradley Beal turns the ball over as well, but not like Westbrook does. So you have to play good on-ball defense against Bill and Westbrook without fouling. Got to do it. The Grizzlies have not been shooting the ball well. As of late, they're scoring in the paint. It's what they do. Leading the league in paint scoring or among the league leaders in paint scoring. They do well with that. But they have to knock down shots. Just have been terrible from three. Improving lately, Their corner three-point percentage has went up significantly since they, since they had their break there. So we'll see how that goes. But they didn't shoot the ball well last night. Grayson Allen, Ja Morant, and Dylan Brooks in the first half of last night's game were 3-for-18 combined. You don't beat anybody when your three starting wings are 3-for-18 in the first half. You may get lucky and be in the game with a team like the Wizards or the Rockets, but you're definitely not beating the Clippers when your starting wings are looking like that. Same would be the last game that we got for this week, game three against Milwaukee. I'm going to let you lead off. Do you have anything else on the Wizards?
Besides, I didn't cover this. Their last 10 against Washington, they're 5-5, so not so bad. But other than that, I ain't got nothing else. Oh, they've won their last two meetings as well. That's it.
Good news.
Yep.
Let's keep that streak going.
All right.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Believe it or not, we almost had another one.
We didn't almost have another one. You can't almost be above 500. You either are or you're not.
They are. Well, the Bucks lead 24-23.
Oh, the Grizzlies can get back to 500 against the Bucks.
I was a little shocked by that one. A little bit. Of course, the Bucks weren't that great back a few years
ago. Yeah.
So.
I mean, if you think about it, over the course of the time that the Grizzlies have been in the league, they don't play the Bucks that many times in a season.
Twice.
And up until recently, for a long stretch there, the Bucks were not a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Through the core four era. Yeah. I mean, I would think that the Grizzlies dominated. I don't have the numbers in front of me to tell you with certainty, but
they won quite a bit. I didn't write it down, but I went and scrolled through back in, like, you know, the 9, 10, 11, you know, so those years there, especially, you know, early teens, there was dubs.
Yeah.
There's quite a few.
Yep. Figured as much.
Yep.
What else you got on over there, man?
Their last 10, Grizzlies are 4-6, so that's not awful. It's just, could you imagine if they'd have won a couple of those, they'd actually be ahead of the Bucks. But anyway.
Yep.
And their last win was in the bubble last year. It was August 13th, 2020, so...
Bucks' current record 20-13. They're 5-5 over their last 10. That has them sitting third in the East. They're not a good road team. They're below 500 at 7-9 on the road. They are currently on a 4-game win streak. De'Anthony Melton, 4.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block over his career against the Bucks. Need him to step up. DiVincenzo. You know, he has really played well this year.
He looked really good the other night. Yep, I did watch that one, and he had like 24 points, 9 assists, couple steal, 1 or 2 steal. He just played well. He shot well, you know.
Yeah.
He played well.
When your shots are falling, it makes things look significantly better, for sure. Yep. This is where I think the Grizzlies will struggle. You don't have a great matchup for Giannis. Kyle Anderson is probably your best defender for Giannis. This is going to have to be a team defense game. The one thing that seems to work very well against the Bucks defensively is building the wall at the free throw line and not allowing Giannis to get downhill. When he gets downhill, leads to easy looks for him or easy kickouts to his teammates. Sam, is Drew Holiday back for them yet? Has he come back yet?
No, he's still on COVID protocol.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't.
Now he may be back the end. They haven't come out and said, but he could be. I mean, he's been out a while now, so.
I knew that they had been missing him. They were struggling there for a bit without him. You know, they've got big guys that can knock down the, you know, Brooke Lopez is one of the better three-point shooting big men in the league. He can shoot the ball pretty well. Bobby Portis can give the Grizzlies fits. Yo, matchup problems. This is the one game this week where JV just doesn't have an absolute mismatch because Brooke Lopez can definitely guard him down on the block. It's going to be an interesting matchup for the Grizzlies. If they go 2-0 in the first two games, which, let's be honest, they should beat those two teams. And then they lose to this Bucks team right before the All-Star break. They go in at 500.
That's okay.
With a good chance of Jaren coming back after the All-Star break. Justice just now came back, so he's kind of getting his legs under him, knocking the rust off still. Jaren's going to come out and be rusty, I'm sure. You know, he's missed some time, hadn't played yet this year. Look at what Brandon done beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
People were ready. I could not believe.
Within the first week, they're ready to trade him off.
How many people turned on that dude? I'm like,
ship him out of here.
It's after what he showed.
It's like two games, people.
Yeah. It was mind-blowing.
Gnarly.
What is going on? Did you not watch what this guy done last year? Coming back off of an injury, you're going to have some rust. So, again, Justice will not get any crap from me for a while. He's got to get some minutes in, knock that rust off. And I will not be critical of Jaren when he comes back either.
Lord knows I won't.
I'm not, you know, not forever. They don't get the pass for, oh, well, they're coming off an injury. They get the forever pass. No.
Two years later. Well, they're coming off injury from 3 years ago, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's not how it works. But, you know, until they get in there and they get some games, you know, get back into shape, kind of knock the rust off, I'm not going to give them much crap. You know, if he makes a stupid mistake on defense, that has nothing to do with rust. I will give him, I will talk crap.
That injury from 2 years ago, man.
But on the offensive end, if he struggles right off the bat, not something that I'm super scared about. Not worried about that at all. Three keys to victory for the Bucks. Talked about interior defense, stopping Giannis from getting downhill. Don't let him get to the bucket and get easy scores. Make him work for it. Kyle Anderson is going to have his handful. I think Xavier Tillman will have some time guarding Giannis as well. I think Tillman can match up against them pretty well. It's going to be tough, though. You know, Tillman being a rookie, reigning MVP, Giannis, this is just a tough defensive matchup for the Grizzlies. It gets better if Jaren is healthy, but he is not. You may even see Justice on Giannis. Interested to see what the defensive rotations are going to look like on that. Efficiency is going to be key for the Grizzlies. The Milwaukee Bucks lead the league in defensive rebounding. They limit second-chance points. So the Grizzlies are going to have to move the ball and get good open looks and knock them down when they get the good open looks, because the Bucks are not going to give you second-chance opportunities. If you're not efficient on the offensive end, you're not going to beat this team. So that leads me to the last point for the key to victory is shooting. Easy transition there. Ball movement, get open shots, knock down the shot. It's really that simple.
Sounds good to me.
Easy to say it, a lot harder to execute it. This will be, again, a tough matchup for the Grizzlies to close out the first half of the season. But maybe they're over 500. Sammy B, weekly predictions. I think you all basically know where we stand on this. What do you think their record is this week?
I'm going to do it.
Think they're beating the Bucks?
3-0.
Sammy's
Let's get
going
it.
3-0. I thought this was going to be the first time ever we had the same record. I'm going 2-1.
2-1.
This Bucks match, I'm going to be pretty upset if they lose to either one of the first two teams. The Rockets
shouldn't.
Have beat them this year, but the Grizzlies should beat this team.
Well, the
Wizard.
Without Christian Wood, they don't have any. I mean, they got John Wall. They got Victor Oladipo, but still, I don't know.
Do you think we've watched this a few times? JV having mismatch in the post, and then he doesn't really get the ball. Do you think that they're going to play that type of game plan?
If they do, they're gonna be 0-3 this week. So
you've got two games here where. Right now, arguably your best offensive player, you know, he is somebody that can pass the ball. He doesn't have he doesn't have the same type of, well, not even in the ballpark of shot creation as Ja Morant. But if you need a bucket, you get it to the man in the post. He can create for himself down there. So I think that you could easily argue that JV is the best offensive player on this team. And you've got two games heading into it that you got mismatches.
Mm-hmm. Feed the beast.
Feed him. Let him
plain
eat.
Plain and simple.
Yep, I'm 2-1. I don't think that they beat the Bucks. I do hope that they win the first two games.
Well,
we'll see how it goes.
This is what I'm going to say. If they win the first two, they're going to win the third one. There we go. Now, if they're going to win the first two.
Sammy's hoping they close out the first half.
I hope so.
3-0. I'm okay with it. If they are anything less than 2-1 this week, I'm going to be mad.
Same. I'll sit with that one.
We are going to close the show telling you about our buddies over at MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag is the best online sports book out there. More lines and better odds for the players than any other sports book. MyBookie's motto is very simple. You bet, you win, you get paid. You go over there right now, sign up using the promo code HOOPBALL. They are going to be matching your deposit. After you do that, our guy here at HOOPBALL, Dan Bespris, he is on Twitter. Go find him. If you're not already following him, great fantasy analyst for the NBA, one of the best in the business, he's got a prize for you. So go over to mybookie.ag, create your account, make your deposit, get your deposit match using our promo code HOOPBALL, and then holler at Dan on Twitter to get you an extra gift. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You'll find out whenever you let him know that you signed up using the promo code. MyBookie.ag again. MyBookie.ag. Struggling. I'm struggling, Sam.
It is what it is. Struggle bus is real sometimes. It happens.
Promo code is HOOPBALL. Get over there. Check them out. Win lots of money. Going to remind you guys about the contest again. It is on Twitter. The tweet is already out there. Go out there and comment what you think the final record. Final record is incorrect. The record for the Memphis Grizzlies in the final 40 games. What's it going to be? Let me know that. Let me know Ja Morant total points scored as a tiebreaker. Whoever wins will get their choice. Two tickets to any game on the schedule in Memphis next season.
Period.
Easiest contest ever, guys. Get over, check it out. It is on the show's Twitter page, at HoopBall Grizz. Again, my Twitter handle is at DWill2111. Sam is SammyB1118. And we're going to get out of here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Jaeger.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.